Hello, everyone. This is Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s Heartlink Show. I'm the host for the next hour, and I'm excited because I have two wonderful guests that will be on today's show. We'll have first Donna Sebo, who you've just probably been listening to. So, and she's just such a pro. I've been learning lessons as I listen to her show because I'm kind of new to this as a host. And we will take a moment first just to allow the sacred love to flow through you now. And we'll have the blessing of the day. It comes from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. And just breathe easily and freely and relax. Good things are coming your way today. And just so you know, we'll also take calls in maybe about 20 minutes, so just so Dawn or Steph knows that. And the toll-free number for the U.S. is 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And the international is 530-876-3222. I'm excited to announce that I will be offering a certification program now. The Heartlink Institute is cycling up, and we're going to offer, we have had our students going through the year program, and now I've finally realized after 30 years of experience in human potential that it is time for students to also receive this certification that backs you up. If you are interested in helping others in a helping or healing profession, then this may be for you. And it's a wonderful program that will help you transform first and over the year. And by the end of the year, you'll be able to then help others do the same thing. And you'll go to my website, heartlinkinstitute.com, and learn more about that. Also, I am offering the blueprinting workshop over again as popular demand, and we're going to be doing that in December, so I'm looking forward to that again. So check out the website. A lot of great articles on there of the ascension process and the transformation that's underway on the planet. And along those lines, I'm going to ask you to now plug into the new, healthy, greater reality as we go in to our show, and we're going to have our guest come on, Donna Sebo. And Donna is a mental practitioner, counselor, award-winning author, speaker, teacher, and minister. And she is the host of her own show. As I say, she just had her show that is from 3 to 4, and then I'm on for the next hour. And she is works wonderfully with individuals to help them with challenges in their lives. And she empowers people, much like I do as well. And so we have some great, going to have a great interview here. And this is going to be interesting, quite a switch for Donna, because she's usually interviewing others. So welcome, Donna.
Well, it's a delight, Carrie L., to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, Well, I've been listening for some time, and you are so smooth with people. I mean, you just help them through the process, and you've been doing this for quite some time. I am really wonderfully excited about what you've been doing, because you have also come out with numerous books, and I did receive within just the last hour, picked up my mail, and guess what I've got in the mail? Good
last
for you
minute.
That you got it to me just in the nick of time.
Last minute. Oh, I love it.
It's called God's Kiss.
Yes.
And it is beautiful, a stunning book for children as well as for adults. I just loved it.
Oh, yes, the artwork in it is spectacular. There's a bit of a story behind that book, and the story itself was written in 1977, and it was almost 20 years before it actually got published. And I had submitted the story. At that time, I was living in California. I had submitted it to my friends in a Christmas card because I had no money to buy gifts for anyone. So that was my gift, was the story. And the feedback I got from people was, you must publish this story. I can just see it in my mind. It's absolutely glorious. Well, when we moved up to the Northwest in 1980, I went into a shopping mall, of which they had very few here in the Pacific Northwest at the time, and there was this art show, and I walked into an exhibit done by a masterful artist named Ed Gedlos, and he is the man that illustrated my book for me. And it took a number of years to get him to agree to it because I had written like 17 stories, and we had a meeting one day, and I took all 17 into him, and I said, Ed, I want you to illustrate all of these stories for me. And he said, oh, no, I'll be doing this for the rest of my life. So it took me a number of years to convince him. We only needed to do one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that one, and the artwork in it is so magnificent.
It's incredible.
Yes, he captured
beautiful.
Exactly what I wanted, and he conveyed in it, it's a story of love and beauty, that I have families that come back to me today that say they have passed it along to their grandchildren, or they will buy it because they want it to be in the family. And the talking book audio that accompanies it is just magical. But I did all of the work and myself and worked with the artist. I had a wonderful young man named Pete who helped me coordinate everything. And it was really very much ahead of its time because at the time the book came out, anything that had the word God in it was considered bad. And I'm serious.
That's true. That is true.
And it's not that way today. But it was then when it came out in 1994. So it has been a fascinating journey, but there have been other publications I've done, and right now I am looking at potentially a book contract for something else that I've had in mind, and I am just hoping it'll go through, and who knows, maybe within the next year to 2 years I'll have the next one out.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, and the little boy's name is Johnny, and I am sending this off. I must admit that I won't be holding on to it too long, but I will be sending it to my grandchildren. They are going to just love it.
Oh, absolutely. It's for children up to the ages of 10. And if you'll notice, I didn't give a specific at the beginning because I've had mothers with the talking book audio that have played the story to their babies. And they've just been amazed at how the babies respond.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is very special to my heart because of when it was done and the beauty that it's brought into the lives of thousands and thousands of people. It means a lot to me.
Well, you are multi-talented, and I just really am in awe. You're doing a show every day of the weekdays.
That's right.
And, you know, just for me to get on, you know, a couple of tons a month at this point, boy, of course I'm running a number of businesses, but I know you are doing so much traveling. And how do you manage to put a show together? So it's so easy. It seems so effortless. I know you are taking a lot of time probably to prepare. Are you?
Yes. There is a tremendous amount of reading that I do. There are not a lot of people in media that do what I do. I get hundreds of books a year. And I have people calling me, sending me materials. I get it almost every day. And I have to determine what I'm going to have on my show. And I, having listened to my show, you know, it's quite eclectic.
Yes.
And just like we had Daryl Hickman today, a very, very famous actor, very well known in the movie industry. And then we might have a grandma that makes the best blueberry pie that's ever been designed. You just don't know what I'm going to have on my show.
Well, you've had some incredible people, and that's why I decided to do this. I really am so excited about being able to interview whoever I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you've had a number of people who, like Jim Mars and UFO people.
Oh, yes.
Who amongst all of your, of course, you've been doing this for quite some time, and you probably have some couple of really special programs that stand out in your mind. Could you share a couple with us?
Well, I find people are interesting. And for me to pick a particular program, it's really tough.
Mm.
Every single person that I interview has something to offer. And that's what I look for. When I'm reviewing materials, I review them. I read them. I think one of the programs that stands out in my mind so memorably is when I had Dr. Joy Brown on, who is very well known. She has her own national show, and this is a woman that I have a great deal of appreciation for. And I was interviewing about one of her books, and when we were on the air and I was talking with her and I was asking her questions, pointed questions about the material in her book, she couldn't answer the questions. And her response to me was, "Cookie, you actually read the book." And I was on another station at the time. Well, we had a break. And so I said, "Well, we'll come back after this, and we'll continue our conversation." She had to go into her library, find the book, and then come back out. She said to me off air, "No one ever reads my book. No one," and she interviews all over the country, but she said, "They don't do it, but you did."
Mm-hmm.
But I've had this happen with a number of people because they do not expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Reading takes time. I'm a fairly quick reader. I highlight material. If you were to see the books that I have in my on my library, it's just massive. My husband often jokes, "We're going to have to move and buy a house that can be turned into a library," because I get so much wonderful material. And I think what means so much to me when I do my show is that I am able to bring through the radio waves, through VBS radio, information to people that maybe they otherwise would not be able to hear about. And I have many different resources. I have magazines that I go through. I love to read. I have a passion for it. But more than anything else, I have a passion for being able to communicate to people that there are options in life that you can look for, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive, whether it's dealing with self-esteem, how to make a better table, how to be more effective, a communicator, like we were talking about on today's show. There's so much out there, and there's so many ways to get to the aha for an individual. I just delight in being able to have all of these people, whether they're nuclear physicists, whether, again, they're a cook for a school or a dad that I had on just recently who was writing about the wonderful medical personnel he worked with at a hospital that saved his son's life. You know, when you have this makes you realize how precious life is and how invaluable it is to be able to bring this to the forefront, no matter what level it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's really not about one standing out so much as just enjoying the moment, and every show is your best show up to that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because every person that I am with on the air, and that's going to include you when you come up on my show because of your wonderful crop circle cards that you sent
me.
We're going to have a wonderful conversation about crop circles.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is you have 100% of my attention. Whoever is on the air with me has 100% of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am interested in your background, and can you share with us how you came to do this? Where did you begin?
It's a road that was sort of convoluted and unique, and I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that I would be a talk show host, much less an author. I mean, that just wasn't something that was in my program. When I was growing up, I thought I was going to be in the medical field, and I loved music. That was a passion when I was growing up, but it was my road was not what you'd call normal. I never fit into a box, ever. I ended up working when I was younger for the telephone company. I learned some wonderful communication skills via that area of environment. And then I went on to work for a police department. I've worked for insurance companies. I've been in photo processing businesses. I got involved in the psychic area because of some very ugly things I was going through in my personal life. And that introduced me to the woman who was my mentor. And she is the one that recognized my intuitive skills, my psychic ability, and said, this is what your life is going to be. Your strongest skills are communication, and you're going to be able to communicate in a way, in a manner that people will get the message. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, right. She really knows what she's talking about. Personally, I thought she was nuts. But anyway, she didn't think I was crazy. And I had the good fortune of knowing this wonderful woman, Gloria, for about a year and a half before she passed away. And she was quite young. She was only in her late 30s when she passed away. And she just vacated. She just left. Mm. But I had so many wonderful, wonderful moments with this woman who just shared everything she could possibly share with me, because she said, you know what I'm talking about, which I didn't have a clue at the time, but she was right. I really did, down deep. She knew. She recognized me and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you everything I can. And at the time that she passed, there was nothing more she could teach me. In fact, she told me that. And I, like any student that has a teacher that they love dearly, you never want to hear that. You never want to be pushed out of your nest of comfort. But she did a good job of doing that, and she booted me out. But she passed away 2 weeks later. She's one of the most gracious, intelligent, adventuresome people I had known to that point in my life. So I ended up becoming affiliated with a spiritualist organization in Gardena, California, the First United Spiritualist Church. Wonderful, wonderful minister, Reverend Humble. Wonderful group of people. It opened me up into a world of the mind that was just fascinating, and it has been fascinating all of my life, even to this moment. I mean, you never know it all, ever, and that's the joy of it. You're always exploring. You're always learning. There's always going to be a different twist, a different insight that you can have. So that was how I began the journey, but the broadcasting journey came around in 1979. My husband, I was recently married. We had moved to Hayward, California. I had met some individuals who introduced me to a woman that had a television show, and she wanted to know if I'd be a guest on television. Well, I hadn't done television or radio at all, and I said, certainly, I'd be delighted to do it. Well, I did the television show with her, and it was so easy for me. It was just as if I'd been doing it all my life. I wasn't scared at all. I was just so absolutely delighted. I talked, and I communicated, and we had callers, and she said, my goodness, it's like you've been doing this all your life. Most people are terribly uncomfortable. I said, well, not me. Well, within a year after that, my husband received a job promotion, which brought us up into the Northwest. And shortly after we arrived here, I was introduced to a woman by the name of Patty. And when she became aware of my skills and my talents, she knew someone by the name of Mike Moran, who had a show with the top station in the area. She said, you've got to meet this lady. You've got to talk to her. She's just fascinating. And he was a skeptic. He said, I can't stand psychics. They just drive me up a wall. I've encountered so many, and they're just losers. Well, she talked to him and said, hey, why don't you give her a chance? So we had some conversation, and I went into the studio, and he said to me, Donna, we are going to be encountering some real negative callers. I said, I am? He said, oh, yeah, you're going to encounter some terrible callers here. He said, we have a lot of born-agains in this area, real religious people, and I guarantee you they're just going to chop you up like you wouldn't believe. I said, that's perfectly all right. I don't mind. And that surprised him. So anyway, he opened up the phone lines. We had a conversation on the air, and then he opened up the phone lines, and they were swamped. He started off thinking I was just going to be on with 5 minutes, and we ended up doing like 15, and he said, wow, Donna's gotten such a wonderful response. We didn't have one negative caller. And then he extended the time some more, and after we got off air, he said, I want to have you on again. He said, this is just mind-boggling. I've never seen anybody work the way you do. He said, you don't ask questions, you don't do any of this, and he said, you're blowing everybody's mind away. I said, isn't that fun? So that was the beginning for me.
Wonderful.
I ended up going into many different experiences, one of which was with a wonderful talk show host up in Anchorage, Alaska, Herb Shainlin, and some other wonderful people up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and still many, many years later I travel up there, even though a lot of their talk radio is gone. But it's just a joy to me to do air work, and then 6 years ago, after many, many years of people asking if I would consider to do a regular talk show, because they say you're just so good at what you do. It's so natural, so effortless. So I started that. And 6 years ago, I started my daily talk show. I think I had 2 listeners at the time. And I say that tongue-in-cheek. I might have had absolutely only one. I don't know, because their ratings that they had on the station was, they were just terrible. They didn't have any callers. They had nothing really that was bringing results. Within 1 year, we had thousands of listeners, and it's just been a growth pattern ever since.
Well, and that's why I like to follow after you. And you are, you're teaching also a system called Mind Magic.
Yes, that is something that I developed. It's basically about intuitive development, and I have converted it to CDs. And this is something that I have found many people have enjoyed, and I really need to expand on it more after the years of having it out. But it's just basic common sense. I feel that the psychic ability is so natural and normal that the more we can take it out of the state of woo-woo, the better off we're going to be. And too frequently, people, when they go through various experiences and for the listeners, there's as many ways of experiencing psychic phenomena as there are people. It's very much out of the box, and that's why I love it so much.
If you were to tell somebody right now that's listening, they've never even thought that they were intuitive, what would you suggest they do to just start building those muscles?
First thing is accepting that it's natural and normal. That's the very first thing. Because if you try to make it something separate from yourself, then you're going to be battling. So then what you want to do is to be aware of what works inside of you. It has been my observation, and students have been my best teachers, to see how one person might be very good at dowsing, another person might be very good with clairaudience or clairsentience or clairvoyance. You know, we have all of these terms that we have developed to communicate an understanding. And so many times we try to bottleneck those terms. And what I like people to know is that this belongs to everybody. Nobody has an exclusive on this. And when you can understand that, then you have got a positioning of being able to explore without fear.
Mm.
You explore yourself.
You start to trust yourself. Yeah.
Right. And you go, hey, this feels good, it's okay, this one doesn't. I can remember years ago someone saying to me, I have encountered so many frauds, this really is discouraging to me. And I said, well, aren't you fortunate? And their eyes bugged out. I said, if you do not have the good fortune of being able to see what is not real or what you know is not honest and not truthful, then how are you going to know what is? So you need to be able to make it okay that when you're exploring, whether you're going to someone for a reading or you are wanting to explore your own talents, try different things and you will know. You have to learn how to trust yourself. And that's a tough one because
it really
not encouraged
is.
That's
the biggest, you know, because doubt creeps in, you know, for everyone, and got to get beyond that stage. And at some point, you're just going to know that with an inner certainty that you're being guided from a much higher source. And my question at this point for people who are listening is, do you want to ask Donna a question? This is your opportunity. And we only have about 5 minutes left, Donna. Boy, this time has gone so fast.
Yes, it does.
So if you do want to get your question in, you better hurry up. So, and, of course, on the website are the phone numbers. We are, you're listening to Carrie L's HeartLink Show. And we have this wonderful lady who is just so charming. And you have such a grace and... you carry yourself so well on you know, sometimes people abuse the radio programs, but my sense is you are completely no nonsense. You are there to really help people. And we are lucky to have Donna Sebo. And Donna, would you share with us how people can get in touch with you?
Certainly. I encourage them to go to my website, which is DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. And then also, if they wanted to call me at my office, the number is 800-872-8852. 800-872-8852. I invite them to go to my website because, one, they have a chance to cruise around in it. I have a newsletter there, and if they'd like to get a newsletter every month from me where I put in materials about my guests as well as upbeat, insightful information and stories. I'm a storyteller. I just absolutely love telling stories. So I do it through the written word as well as through radio waves.
Would you share, have you given enough contact information? And if you haven't, go ahead, but then share the 8 penny stories, which I find, you know, you maybe put it into a shorter form, obviously, but you've got this so wonderful, this little booklet that people can also purchase if they're interested. And can you just give them a sense of what it's about?
Sure. This is a true story, and I had to come home and write it out immediately after the event happened. I was standing in line at the post office. We have a local post office here, and it's just wonderful. It's like the old-fashioned kind of post office. Everybody knows everybody. And I'm standing in this long line, and there is this woman that's just ahead of me. There's a gentleman between the two of us. She's a very tall, very handsome woman. She was in her 70s, I'm sure, but very tall, regal in her bearing. And we started up a conversation. And there was a lot of commotion going on at the front of the line, and it was about a young mother and her children. And so she started telling me how someone had given her a gift of 8 pennies when she was younger. And she said it had totally changed her life. And we're having this wonderful conversation. She's telling me this wonderful story, and this guy's standing between us, and it's like he's on another planet. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And here the mother and her children end up walking out, and what happens is that after this lady leaves, to this day, I do not know who she is. I wrote the story because I wanted to honor her. I wanted to honor her story. And I find out that this woman had paid for postage that this young mother with these children had not had for a package that was to be mailed out. And the person at the post office said, this woman has done this before. She will just go ahead, and if someone's short, then she'll pay for it. So the story is a very profound story, but it's a story of giving and sharing, and I just felt very privileged to be in a moment where I could have someone share this with me, and I could write it, and I could put it into print for other people to read.
Excellent. You know, I mean, sometimes we're caught off guard. I was at the gas station pumping gas when some young man came up to me begging me for for a little change just so that he could get enough gas to drive home. And I took a moment, but I went right for my purse. And I, at that point in my life, I was struggling and had very little money to speak of. But I said, no, I'm going to help this person. I don't care how. He needs it more than I do. So, I mean, it was a good feeling to help somebody,
mm-hmm.
really.
Absolutely.
And it really are, that those are opportunities for us to, you know, to get out of our own stuff. And no matter how troubled we feel about what's going on.
Well, I think when we can take the time to listen to someone's story, we never know how we are going to affect another person's life. And thoughtfulness, kindness, good communication, being aware that we all have journeys of life that we go through, and we can have these opportunities come to us, and it's up to us to make a choice. It's not good or bad, whatever we decide to do, but like you made a choice for helping this young man. Now, on one hand, it could have been a con, but it came from your heart and from who you were, and that this was your gift to him, your gift is going to make a full circle and be returned to you sometime when you least expect it. I've seen this happen over and over and over again in my life. It always fascinates me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we won't even go to the negative. I just assume the best in people.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good positioning to be in.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donna. What a pleasure it's been. I am so happy to have had the opportunity. And maybe the next time we can talk about some of the paranormal subjects that we get into.
I'd love to do that sometime.
Yeah.
That's one of my passions in life. You never stop learning. You never stop knowing different things that go on with people. And it is just, it's been a joy and a delight to be a guest on your show. Thank you, Cariel, for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to just take a short break. This is Cariel's HeartLink, and we're helping you to link up hearts today. And you've just listened to Donna Sebo. She's been my guest. And in a moment, we are going to hear from Alejandra. She is my next guest, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm so lucky to have the opportunity to speak to these incredible women. And Don, if we could just take a short 15-second break. Hello? Don? Seth? Anybody? Well, it seems like maybe they are busy. So we're going to hopefully have our next guest on in a minute. And looking forward to this guest. And Dawn, is BBS there? Hello? Well, we are having some massive glitches. Maybe we'll have some help so that we can go to our next guest. Hello? Hello? Seth? Hello? Well, what happens when that happens, I guess, is I am going to talk about Alejandra, and hopefully we'll get her on the phone. And she is a healer, a teacher, and a channel. And she is going to speak to us about her latest book. I'm looking forward to that. It's called Cosmic Chakras. So, Dawn and Seth, if you could help me out here. And Well, her intuitive abilities are wonderful, and I'm looking forward to speaking with Alejandra. And she is our next guest, and we'll be speaking about her latest book, Cosmic Chakras. And she is here with us. Welcome, Alejandra.
Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Am I saying your name correct?
Yeah, Alejandra, whatever.
Okay.
Or Allie,
it's
people
beautiful.
Call me Allie.
I love that name.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and share with us about you, your background, and what are your qualifications?
Okay, well, I originally started as an RN, and I didn't really quite nurture that inner part of me. I thought it would be a way to express my healing abilities. And, you know, back then, we're talking 30 years ago, you didn't see a lot of other healers out there. I mean, the way that healers could express would be through being a nurse primarily or a doctor. And so many of us healers went in the nursing route. And then when I hit 30, I kind of went back to my roots, which were more metaphysical. I'd been in yoga for a while before that. And I started going back to more of the, the medium, spiritualistic, metaphysical, new age, whatever you want to call it, aspect of myself, and decided that I wanted to work with healing energies that were in the complementary or alternative field rather than just pure nursing. And so what I did was I started immersing myself, going to psychic fairs and learning how to operate the aura camera and read the pictures and just hanging out at the right. I did a few classes, not too many, but people that taught healing and reading the right books, meeting the right people, you know how that goes. And next thing you know, I'm hanging up my shingle and it's all going down the color route. And I didn't really know how I was going to express in the alternative fields, but I would go get like a reading and they'd say, well, you're a healer. And I went, well, been there, done that. And they go, well, no, it's something really unusual. Something we're really not sure what it is, but it's really unusual. Well, it became apparent that it was in the color arena, you know. And so I got to a point, it would take a while to go through every little deal, but, you know, to make a long story short, I got to the point where I felt like I could go for it. And it was as easy for me as breathing. I mean, I had some basic things that I had learned that I picked up in classes, but I kind of knew what to do. I knew how to channel it and how to work with it, and I started getting people. I was still working a corporate job, raising two kids alone at that point. I had been divorced, so it wasn't easy to add that in on the side in the evenings. But, you know, one thing led to another, and I began to teach classes and lecture, gather together information that would come to me on color healing, which is where I began. And I'm still using, of course, color a lot, but it's, you know, over the years, it's morphed into other areas around it. And so two books later, here I am, and approximately 20 years later, here I am. So I did train in other modalities, of course. You know, I went through massage therapy and cranial sacral work and zero balancing and became a Reiki master and did all that, all the other stuff, which I use now even. But my baby has always been the color.
And you've, so this is your second book on color then.
Cosmic Chakras is, yes. The first one, people may remember, it was put out in 1995, and it just went out of print this year. We're trying to snatch up copies when we find them on the Internet. It's really funny to see who can find the copies and not pay too much for them. Mm. But that was called Healing with the Rainbow Race, and it will be reprinted because it's almost like there's more of a demand now for it.
Oh, really?
And I knew it was ahead of its time, and I knew it would take a while, but it would have a longevity to it, which it's proved to be true. And in the meantime, after 95, I took a 2-year break, not from doing the work, but from writing and working actively on a book. And then in 97, I had kind of this big download, and that began the new transfigurational matrix healing work, which is like a springboard from Rainbow Rays and the color, and I use much of the stuff from that book where I might introduce concepts that they really got fleshed out in Cosmic Chakras. And that came out end of last year.
And this is a guide to repairing the chakras? Is that how you would...
Yeah, I'm really into clearing and balancing and enhancing and bringing your chakras up to, you know, what they're capable of, which is beyond what we think that they are, you know. And I'm very much for clearing the negative shadow self, in terms of clearing it, meaning clearing and bringing into balance that other part of us. I found that too many people that I ran into along the path in the last number of years, when they tended to avoid the lower chakras and move their kundalini up and just work with the higher light energies, they would get hung up because they wouldn't deal with some of their issues. Mm. And so I always feel that we need to also make sure that we address that as well. And
it's almost like they're afraid to even, you know, mm-hmm. I couldn't possibly have emotional problems. What,
right.
What
look at all this light stuff I'm doing. And yet, and I would literally have them come in to me and go, well, the more love I gave out, the worse it was. You know, and I said, okay, well, let's start at square one here.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
It's like they, you know, once they get that and then they go, you know, and do the deep work and clear out the negative emotions, that then they can go forward.
Yeah, it really trips you up when you are just focused on that. And, you know, it's, I think of the shadow energies as just like they can become good little soldiers. You know, basically, they don't really want to run the show. They will if they're not given any attention. You're sort of like a child that misbehaves. You know, basically, if you deal with them, you work it through, you balance and clear them and align them, they're good to go, you know, and you can basically then work with the more lighted parts of you and they won't try to trip you up, you know, but you have to be willing to go in there. And it's not as usually as scary as people make out anyway. You know, they've built up a lot of it in their mind that, oh, my God, if I go back to that, it's just going to be really, really bad, and it's usually a lot worse in their mind than it is in actuality. So.
Well, I seem to recall that there were like 35 chapters in your book, and so it's really a profound volume for a reference.
I actually got rid of five. I didn't get rid of it, but I put it for another book.
Well, and so people can really use this for many, many years. It's incredible work that you've put together, and I'm excited because I'm hoping that you can give us an example of at least one of your techniques that you feel is, you know, noteworthy at this point, since we only have a very short time.
I did feel like, honestly, it's actually not from cosmic chakras, because they're all too involved, and I know you had mentioned when we talked earlier about, you know, having about 10 minutes. But I did find a more advanced one in rainbow rays that would absolutely fit with the cosmic chakra principles that I feel like I could do with all of you in a much shorter time. The others were quite involved.
Yeah, I totally appreciate you're able to come up with this on short notice.
Well, anyone who knows me in my marathon meditations, that was not easy to do. I've been known for my two-hour meditation.
Oh, okay. Well, so, we're very fortunate then.
Well, I get ambitious.
I totally, okay, good for you.
Well, would you like me to do that?
Let's
right now?
Do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, okay, so those of you that are listening in, this will be a way that you can kind of work with your different past lifetimes in terms of bringing up any energies that may need aligning and cleaning and that kind of thing. And we call it the simultaneous lifetimes alignment. The reason we call it simultaneous is because we believe that there really aren't any past lives or future lives. They're all in the simultaneous now, or the eternal now, when you move out of the time-space continuum. So it's all happening simultaneously. But we, of course, live in a linear world, and we have to keep track of, oh, that happened in the past, or this is probably going to happen in the future, and that kind of thing. So we just kind of lumped past lives under simultaneous. And so what this technique will help people to do is to assimilate any past life data. And why would you want to do that? Because there's so many traits and things you've had in other lives that you might want to remember in this life, skills that you had that you'd love to be have it available again to you. And so it's kind of nice to do, and it doesn't take too long. And all right, so first of all, I'd like everyone to ground themselves. And to do that, you can place a cord of light from either your first chakra at the base or at your tailbone and have it go down into the earth and goes all the way down into the earth. And you want to go down into the center where maybe there's a big crystal or a big boulder there. And you wrap this cord of light around it and anchor it firmly. This usually will last you a couple hours. I would suggest that you color the cord of light a grounding color such as red, orange, or yellow. And then what I will do is I'll set the protection energy. So I ask for the archangels of the four corners, Michael, Gabriel, Ariel, and Uriel, to anchor wherever your healing place is, wherever you're sitting or listening to this or lying down, or around you will be anchored a beautiful pyramid of light by the archangels that will allow in only the highest and most resonant and compatible of energies for you. And then we don't want to forget Archangel Raphael, the healer. So we put him up at the top of the capstone of the pyramid. So he gets to prop up on top there. And they anchor the four corners, the other ones. And we ask that all the veils between the dimensions to thin for you, so you have access to any of the dimensional levels. And we ask your guides and teachers to be present, your higher self to anchor in, as well as if you're working with your I Am presence, go ahead with that. And any multidimensional selves that are compatible with you at this time that wish to experience this. Okay. The following technique is going to facilitate you as the data from your simultaneous lifetimes is assimilated. And it will increase the capacity of your pineal gland and your pituitary gland in your head. And we'll tell you how to access those. To find the pituitary, it's in the center of the brain. Just have your intent take you there. So pull in. And your higher self knows where the pituitary is, even if you're not quite sure. But it's in the middle. It's across from your third eye, or the point between your eyebrows, and is connected, of course, to that sixth chakra called the indigo, or indigo chakra, third eye chakra. And then, okay, you know where that is, then you're going to locate the pineal. It's a few inches behind the pituitary gland, just a little higher up. It's a tiny little gland there. And it's connected to the crown chakra, or your seventh chakra, which is also violet in color. Now, we ask from source that we bring forth from source, actually, the violet ray. And source will download that through the top of our head into our crown chakra, and we will direct it by sending it straight to the pineal gland. And you're going to fill that gland with the violet energy. Now, the gland itself is also considered violet. You know, there's many aspects to each of the glands that are multidimensional and not just physical. And they're also considered portals to other realities. And they have emotional, mental components, and that's where we really get into that is in cosmic chakras, although there's some of that in the first book. But just remember, it's very, very active. And so it'll be like placing violet on violet as you bring that violet ray in onto the pineal gland, which is already violet. And you just do it until it's a very deep purple. And then you're going to beam that violet ray out from the pineal gland right over to the pituitary, short distance. And you're going to fill the pituitary with the violet energy. Now, it will appear as indigo changing into violet. This is more of an indigo look to it, or a deep blue. So that will change into deep purple as well. It's like beams of light. So you've got this, if you can picture this beam of light from source coming down through the head, going right to the pineal, and then beaming right over to the pituitary. And then you're going to run that beam of light, a violet light, from the pituitary out of the third eye, back to source. Now, you're going to think of source as sort of up in heaven. Now, we all know it's overlaid. It's a vibratory rate that's 13th dimensional in nature. everywhere is source. There's no place that's not source. But for the linear mind to conceive of, let's kind of picture source up above our heads or out in the heavens. And you're going to run that back up into source. So you have kind of a triangular energy. Starts from there, goes through the two glands and out the third eye and back up to source. And you're just going to keep this violet ray running. It's like someone turned on a fountain of violet energy, and it's running down through, and it's cleaning and clearing these two organs, these two glands. Your head may be feeling as though it's expanding as well. You may even feel some vibration. If at any point you begin to get a headache, that's as much as your brain can tolerate, or those glands can tolerate at this time, and you can, those of you that feel that can stop it. You just let it dissipate and it'll leave. But then I would sit quietly just feeling what it may have stirred up for you or brought as remembrances to you. Those that still can handle it, keep it running. Now, the minimum would be 2 or 3 minutes, and that's approximately how long it's been since we set it up. You can do this on your own. You can go longer. But, do be sensitive to your physical self, and if it's starting to get a headache or something, then you'll want to let that go. Anytime you work with the psychic centers of the brain, and they're called the tensor centers, or any of the glands and organs there, hypothalamus is some really good stuff, thalamus and in cosmic chakras, we work with a number of the brain, parts of the brain as well as the lobes of the brain. There's 2 or 3 chapters on just working with the brain. There's a lot that goes on up there, and it has a lot to do with your spiritual development as well as your intuitive abilities. And so this is just a start. This helps you with your remembering past lives, and it may bring up some other things for you too. Of an intuitive nature. Now, if you haven't already, release the energy, and you'll just take your grounding cord, which should be fine. It's been a short time, so you can just leave that in place. You can leave all the protection in place if you wish to. It eventually will sort of what we call, dissolve or let go after a period of time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's one of the more shorter ones.
Yeah, well, that was beautiful.
Should I make the 10 minutes? I don't know.
You did so beautifully to do that in such a short time, really.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't going to take too long.
Definitely the multidimensionality of that. Mm-hmm. You really do work well with the dimensions, no question about it.
Right.
Yeah. Your book, again, is Cosmic Chakras, and it is very informative. It's not for the novice. It's really...
No, I would say that this one is more for people that are in healing already or have done a fair amount of personal work. It doesn't have to be for the healer per se, but it can be for a medium or psychic or spiritual aspirant, as long as you've been doing some serious work on yourself. So it isn't just for healers, but I wouldn't say it's for the brand new person. You'd want
to
start somewhere else.
How can my listeners get in touch with you? What's your...
Well, I have a website called Healing with the Rainbow Rays, of course, but it's actually www.colorhealing.com, and color healing is all one word, and it's spelled the American way, not the international way. And so I know you probably have some people in other countries listening, and they tend to put the U in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's colorhealing.com. And there's lots of articles. I have one gal studying with me right now. When she discovered me, she started at 11 o'clock in the evening, and then the next morning at 8 o'clock she called and she says, I haven't been to bed because I spent all night reading your articles.
Well,
I took her all night.
I could spend days there. It really is an incredible website with your writing. You are a prolific writer. And
oh, my dear. I've been have to get pulled, almost kicking and screaming back into the writing after I've done a book, because I feel like I haven't been writing enough and my guys have been on me lately to get back to it. And it's like, oh, because it is not an easy thing to write.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
but when you get the nudge, you don't have really much
choice. I think because I've been in it long enough, I've got a body of stuff because it's been a while, so
exactly.
I think it's sort of added up. But,
well, it just shows how much you have been in it and you have CDs as well. And want to tell us a little bit about?
Yes, I have 6 of them available, and 5 of them just got converted from tape from the 90s. Because it was time to enter into the new millennium and actually move into CDs. So they were professionally done and converted to CDs. And then I have one that went straight to CD, which is my Dolphin Merging one. And it's available through me or through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Target.com, I found out, has it.
Hmm.
So somehow they got
okay.
a hold of it.
Any events coming up?
Yes. I have an incredible class coming up called Quantum Emotion. The missing link for accelerated manifesting, and I'm teaching it with George Sakuta, and it'll be October 21st. It's a one day on a Sunday, and we're really excited about that and seeing the link between manifesting, you know, working with parallel realities to pull in exactly what you want for your life, how emotion figures into that, and how it's balanced with the thinking aspect of ourselves. And we've been just working quite a bit on this class, and a lot of it's really new stuff that's coming out. And
are enchanting. I wish we had more time. We are out of time at this point.
Oh.
And I will get you back, and there's just so much. I have really been enjoying speaking to Alejandra, and she has been on our show. This is Carrie L's HeartLink that you've been listening to. Join me in 2 weeks when we'll be also interviewing our next special guest, I believe, is Barbara. Our special guest is Health Walk, and that's a clinic in Carlsbad, California, and you want to come listen to that one. So thank you so much, Alejandra.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, also for the opportunity. It's been delightful.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for listening.